where the, you know, up in the mountains, where the, between the mountains, not down in a valley, but between the mountains, a low place, maybe where a road goes across. Would you know what that's called?
Would it be a gorge? No.
Do you hear of a gap or pass? Or?
Yes. Get them off at the pass.
Okay. A place where boats stop and where freights unload.
Port.
Anything else?
Warehouse. No.
Are there different names for, or say, is a port's a pretty good size place?
Yeah. I think, I believe so. I wouldn't call a dock on the canal down here as a port, but although it is a port, that's the home port of, if you and I had a skiff, that'd be the port. Mm-hmm. But I think a port generally be called a pretty good sized dock area, warehousing, mm-hmm. storing, unloading facilities.
What about a smaller place on a river? Would you call that a dock?
Landing.
Okay. Any other names for different on port or pier or any of that?
No. On the river or creek, I always heard of places where you dock is landings.
Uh-huh. Well, what about just maybe on the ocean or on the Gulf?
It's all ports.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of a wharf or a pier?
Oh, yeah. But you wouldn't unload I guess you could, yeah.
Or what do you think of...
But I would think of a wharf or a pier would be at the port.
Uh-huh. So the port is the whole thing?
Yeah. A pier protrudes out in the water, mm-hmm. like you have finger piers that run out from the dock.
Finger piers?
Yeah, it would be perpendicular to the dock, you know. You have your piers and wharfs in the port.
Uh-huh. How's a wharf different from a pier? Or do you think of them as having, you know, clear, distinct...
I would say that the dock could be called a wharf. The port would be the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the dock could be called a wharf, but you could have piers, off from the dock, the main dock, we'd say. Well, let's, for an example, let's say that the dock runs parallel the beach.
I see.
Okay. That could be called also the wharf. Okay, and then a pier would be off from it.
Yeah, the extension.
Mm-hmm.
And say if you had a stream of water flowing along, it suddenly dropped off, you came on over, you'd call that a...
Waterfall.
Okay. And what different types of roads are there?
You know what a three-trail road is? Well, that's the one that... Now, the reason I'm familiar with this area used to have a lot of turpentine. They had these wagons. They were pulled by an oxen. And the oxen was in the center, and he made the center trail, see? And you had the one on each side where the wheels from the wagon went, you know? So they called them three-trail roads. Mules or oxen. They used oxen mostly in this part of the country because of the terrain. A mule couldn't get through this blasted mud around here, so they had to use these old big oxen.
How would they be hitched up together?
With, yokes. Homemade yokes.
So how many would you have hitched up pulling the wagon? Say if you had...
Two, four, or sometimes just one.
Uh-huh. Would you call that a yoke of oxen or a...
Yeah, or a team.
What about mules if you had two of them hitched up?
Be a team.
What other roads besides the three...
Be a team.
What other roads besides the three-trail road?
Dirt road, oyster shell roads. What? Have you ever seen an oyster shell road? Dirt road, oyster shell roads.
What?
Have you ever seen an oyster shell road? We have, you can see them in Apalachicola. We used to have some here in town. Well, it's sand again, you know, and they just keep putting oyster shells and just keep putting oyster shells and oyster shells and oyster shells till you wind up with an oyster shell foundation there, and it's good enough that you can drive a car on, you know. No, well, they'll break off after you run over them a little bit.
After you cut a few tires,
yes. But they make pretty good roads. And then years ago, they used to have a few pole roads around here. That's when they'd...